This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show. Wait, The Whole Show? What is this, a show about boats? Anyway, it's here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight. Sing it, Jerry Schimmel. You know all the words by now. I mean, come on. You never get tired of that song. I know you don't.
I get a little bit tired, but not too much. Just a little.
Is that what happens on every interview you do with anybody? Do they just annoy you and play this kind of stuff? Or is it just us here?
It's just you guys. It's you guys are the exception. Everybody else has great respect, but I don't know what's happening.
Everybody else, like, asks real great questions. They set you up for a wonderful interview, and then we come in, and it's just, let's talk about music, Jerry. And I'm actually decent. I mean, Tanner and Brian, I mean, they throw you for a major loop every time you're on there.
Exactly right, yeah. So I look forward to your interview way more than those guys.
I'm telling Tanner that. I'm telling him, Jerry, you know I am. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies. Well, you are supposed to be on the air right now getting ready for this game, but we've moved around a little bit. What was that, 7:40, Jerry, is that right?
Yes, 7:40 first pitch tonight. Yes,
all right.
Sir.
And are you hearing anything else? Like, is that going to be a go, or is it still kind of iffy right now with the weather there?
No, I think just talking to folks and look at the weather forecast, Brady, I think that's going to be a very safe start. You know, I think they probably could have played but had been delayed a little bit. They're just having some thunderstorms come in here that last about 10 or 15 minutes. They've had two or three of those this morning. But around 3 or 4 this afternoon, it's supposed to completely clear out. It'll be cool tonight, but it should be fine for a game.
All right. Well, I'm excited about it. We are totally looking forward to it. Again, we'll be carrying Rocky's game, so we get to hear Jerry all the time here on KFKA, and that's always a great thing. Armand Marquez starting this thing off for us, Jerry. Again, it's the first game. It's opening day. It's so exciting. But how important is it for like a guy like Marquez just get off to a great start that first game of the season to really set the tone?
I think it's really important. Obviously, you want to win every game, and you want your pitch. It starts with your starting pitcher, Brady, as you know. But I think for Armand, coming off a kind of up and down year, a little inconsistent last year, at times dominating, other times he was very hittable. For him, I think it's really important individually to get a good start tonight. He'll be opposed by Blake Snell, and he is the same way. He's a very, very talented pitcher, a former Cy Young winner with Tampa Bay, but he's up and down too. So we saw him brilliant last year at times. We saw him very hittable at times, kind of like Marquez. So, yeah, to answer your question, very important. He had a great spring. He gave up one earned run in 17 innings. Now, spring training doesn't mean anything. We know that. But he looked sharp, and he had command of that fastball low in the zone. So hopefully that carries over to tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, such a key. Every year we talk about it for the Rockies. If they want to be successful, it starts with the starters. It starts with the starting pitching. And it starts with Marquez and Kyle Freeland, really, to lead this thing. So we're expecting some good things from both of those guys.
Yep, no question about it. And that's your 1-2. That's your 1-2 combination. They easily could have been flipped, but I think the right decision was to have Marquez, your so-called ace, to start the season tonight. And Kyle Freeland pitching in the World Baseball Classic probably is going to probably sit right now in a perfect spot. Doesn't have to throw opening day, but be ready to go tomorrow night. So those are your first two, and you can pretty much rely on those guys. They've been your anchors for a couple of years, and what happens after that's the big question mark. Antonio Sensatella is not ready. Austin Gomber will pitch on Saturday. He had a great spring, so the Rockies need some other guys besides those top two you mentioned to step in this year.
Jerry Schimmel joining us, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Talk to us about what the outfield looks like now, Jerry. Obviously bringing in Profar, I mean, that's a big get there too. But what does it look like at least for today or for tonight?
Yeah, that's a good question. When I get over to the ballpark, I'm going to find out the status of Profar. My guess, he's not going to be in the lineup, but he is in town. He had visa problems getting here from Curacao, but he's here now and obviously very familiar with San Diego and the ballpark. But he's going to be your regular left fielder. You're going to have Dodds in center. It looks like Chris Bryant in right for now until Randall Gritchett comes back, and then we'll probably move things around a little bit. But I'm not sure about tonight, so we'll see what happens, whether Profar is available or not. That outfield could look a little bit different come game time.
What are you hearing about Randall Gritchick too, Jerry? What's his status looking like? How long can we expect him out?
Yeah, I saw him on Sunday briefly in the clubhouse, and he said he's feeling great. He's probably a little bit ahead of schedule. The report I saw this morning was he would be available at the earliest another week and a half. So probably that homestand is where he probably won't see him on this road trip, but that homestand, he's got a chance to come back. He said everything is feeling great. They don't want to rush anything, but right now it looks like he's on track to come back in about 10 days.
All right, we'll be looking forward to that. I think a couple of weeks ago we had you on talking about some of the guys that really need to turn it around from last year. And again, I've heard you with Brian and Tanner. I think you're staying consistent with that. Ryan McMahon, we want him to get off to a good start as well.
I think it starts with him, a bounce-back year for him. Not that he had a terrible year at the plate. He just didn't drive in as many runs, didn't have quite as many home runs as he had the previous year. He had a great spring training, too. And if you look like the old Ryan McMahon, he will be – last year, defensively, Brady was an aberration. We don't even know where that came from. Most of those errors were throwing errors. But he's a Gold Glove potential, Gold Glove guy at second or third. So at second base, he'll be fine defensively, at least to start the season. Montero is at third. So, yeah, Ryan McMahon needs to bounce back offensively for sure this season.
Jerry Schimmel joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. The Rockies set to go tonight, 7:40 against the Padres. What do you think about that to start the season, going up against a team like San Diego? And then, of course, you'll see the Dodgers in a few days, too. So we're gonna see what the Rockies are made of pretty quickly.
Well, if I was a schedule maker, I wouldn't have scheduled this way. I can tell you that right now. I would have started in Arizona or started at home or something. But you know what? You start with some of the best in the business tonight, a four-game series, and you go to Los Angeles and face the big, bad Dodgers. So you get six games against two good clubs, two difficult places to play baseball to begin the year. So if you come out of this with a decent record, you win three games, win four games, I think you're feeling great about yourself. You go home and play Washington, who had the worst, I think, record in the baseball last year. So it's a challenge, no question about it. But I think the team, we'll look at the numbers tonight, but the team has played pretty well at Petco the last probably decade or so. And they're not intimidated by this great, talented roster the Padres have. But I think it'll be a great battle, and I kind of like the idea of starting six games in a row against two good clubs.
Yeah, again, like we said, you kind of find out a lot on the road quickly about yourself. Jerry, what are like two or three things, to kind of simplify it a little bit, narrow it down, that you look at and say, okay, if the Rockies can do these things, these two or three things, we're going to see a much better season out of Colorado?
Yeah, I think first of all that rotation has to have some more depth. After Marquez and Freeland, it was a toss-up last year, and there were guys coming in and coming out of that rotation. And I think that probably starts with Austin Gomber. So you've got to have a solid rotation. You've got to have depth. The five you have at the top of your rotation are not going to be the five you're going to have all year long. You've got to get some help from AAA or AA or some minor leaguer at some point. So I think rotation depth is number one. Number two, to have some guys bounce back that had off years last year. Guys like Randall Gritchick, he didn't hit home runs like he normally did. Elias Diaz had a down year. We talked about Ryan McMahon. So you got to have guys bounce back from off years last year. And then the third thing I think is development of young guys, probably starting with Montero, and right after that, Ezekiel Tovar. So you, two very talented players. You're probably going to be in the lineup every day. At least the shortstop is going to be there. Those guys have to make big strides in their second year. So those three things I look at, you could say the bullpen pieces getting up to Bard probably are important, but I think those are ironing themselves out. I like the additions they have in the bullpen. So those three would be my top.
You're getting me excited for this one, Jerry. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to the call tonight as well, assuming everything is good to go. And let's see what the Rockies are all about, my friend.
Let's go. I'm ready to go. I wish we would start this game right now.
I know. I do, too. Well, then I couldn't watch and listen fully, Jerry. I got to have my attention there. And you know how distracted I get.
Let's go with the night game, then. Let's do that.
Is that what this was about, really? They wanted to move it so we could give it our full attention here during the show?
You know what? They asked me for my 2 cents. I said, you know what? I'm thinking of Brady Hall. Let's go with 740.
Jerry, you've always got my back, my friend. Appreciate you as always. How are you balancing everything with the Rockies? You've got amazing Americans. I mean, you just did such a great job with that program as well. You've got a full list of tasks ahead of you, man.
Yeah. You know, I like it that way. I really do. I don't like downtime. I don't. There's certain things that I've kind of limited. I don't watch much TV, so I love being busy, Brady. You've known that probably since day one when we met. I like shuffling a lot of things. I don't know if I do them all really well, but I like to do a lot of things and, you know, keep busy and, you know, keep occupied is I think, why I'm on this earth.
Yeah, you do it better than anybody else, my friend. Hey, Jerry, for tonight, don't be terrible.
I'll do what I can.
All right, my man. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies, appreciate you as always. Have a great call. We're looking forward to it.
All right, Brady. Thanks for having me on, my man.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Rockies, in many ways, the voice of reason. Jerry's pretty optimistic, Angel. Tanner's very optimistic. You fired up the bus today. I heard it. Great promo.
Yeah, I'm fairly optimistic.
But you're on it.
You're on
the bus.
Tanner's driving.
All right, let me ask this.
Passenger.
Where's the bus going, though? I mean, is the idea that the bus takes you to the playoffs or a 500 record, over 500? What's the goal for the bus here this year?
The goal for the bus is to make it as enjoyable and as fun as it possibly can be. There's snacks. There's tacos sometimes. There's some drinks.
Mm.
Music's going all the time. It's a party bus. It's a lounge area. It's just a fun place to be.
Well, it's just you two right now, isn't it?
Well, there's like four or five of us on there.
Oh, Holyoke, he jumping
Holyoke
on?
Holyoke jumped on there. I think Eastside Chris is on there as well. Brian's kind of like tagging along just to
he's
wait.
He's in a car behind you.
Yes.
Following behind. Like, I don't know if I trust Angel's driving.
Not too
driving.
Close, though, because we could pop a tire and everything goes crazy.
Who's driving the bus?
Tanner.
Oh. And you're good with that. You're comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, someone's got to hold the strings to keep the frame in place. This thing went off a ditch or off a cliff last year.
And after April, right?
Yeah. I mean. A lot of fixing up and, a lot of grit and spit and duct tape, but we got it rolling again, and we're off to San Diego.
Off to San Diego tonight. 7:40, Herman Marquez on the mound for the Rocks going up against Blake Snell. They get the dub tonight? They get the dub?
I think they do.
They're going to win the game?
It wouldn't be a rocky season if the first game didn't have some weird thing going on. So we're going to push it back 5 hours, and we're going to play baseball tonight.
I just got this note. Rev versus Highland has been postponed. That was our Preps baseball game. We'll not be carrying a Preps game today.
Too windy?
Too windy. I've heard the wind's going to get bad. It's no baseball today for us on KFKA. Bummer. All right, 12:34 the time on Shell. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.